Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where today I'm going to head-to-head with another familiar voice on our music reviews, Andrew Muller. Think of it as the Monocle Music Club, where we swap new releases and broaden our harmonious horizons, possibly, or at the very least, Andrew gives me a lesson in country music. I feel that's how it might be. Andrew, welcome to the programme.
Welcome. I'm sitting on this side of the desk.
Now, we weren't quite sure who's hosting this programme and who's the guest.
You're sitting on that side of the desk, so you're hosting.
I'm facing redundant computer screen.
Exactly. You're looking at a computer screen with nothing on it at all, and that puts you in charge.
Exactly. It's like reading the news in many respects. It's a bit like from the top down, I could be wearing anything or nothing. But from the top up, I'm kind of look vaguely like I should be in control. Let's start things with, I feel that actually people that know a little bit of the heart and soul of Andrew Muller will know that you're a fan of Todd Snyder.
I am
should
a fan
have
a, of Todd
Should
Snyder.
We have a bite of a track new from him called 37206?
Hey baby, let's rock and roll. It's all right if you lose control. Everybody's trying to get their kicks. Living in 37206. I said 37206. Everybody trying to get their kicks. Well, not if you lose control. I said, hey baby, let's rock and roll.
Okay, new from Todd Snyder. It's 37206. To what is that referring?
That's his postcode okay. In Nashville. The new album called East Side Bulldog, it's sort of not really a Todd Snyder album. It is released under his name, but he has an alter ego called Elmo Buzz, who he invented some years ago for a variety of reasons. He released an EP under that name a few years ago called Shit Sandwich. Elmo Buzz okay, and the East Side Bulldogs are the band, but Elmo Buzz is this alter ego of Todd Snyder's, who's this strange, unreconstructed, Hank Williams Jr.-obsessed barroom rocker. But there's lots of proper people also appear in the East Side Bulldogs, people like Elizabeth Cook and Jason Isbell and various others take turns as backing band.
I kind of like it when proper artists have a pen name and they kind of go off and do their thrillers or their genre novels, as it were. So this is kind of his version of Grinder Man or something for Nick Cave and Bear.
Well, yes, the less flattering analogy would of course be Garth Brooks' Chris Gaines project, about which Todd Snyder does have a very funny story in his book, which I do also recommend heartily. But no, Todd Snyder, I'm a big fan. He has been a guest here at Midori House and he's always worth hearing.
It's always nice to hear an album called Shit Sandwich. This obviously...
Spinal
Tap. You've been on this station with me talking before about the universe of music reviewing, how to do it, how not to do it, a career spent doing it. Is that or is that not the best album review of all time?
It is the review we all dream of writing, but it doesn't happen as much as it used to. It used to happen a fair bit when you would get the record with a fate-tempting title that begs the obvious response. I do remember at Melody Maker, a colleague of mine, Everett True. I can't even remember the name of the artist. I remember the name of the single, which was All the Way Up. His review consisted of the words, "Don't tempt me."
See, it's good. It's good enough. Here we go. I feel that it's time to turn the tables. I'm going to play something for Andrew. This is an artist we've also had in session recently on Amadori House, Sessions Alike, Todd Snyder. She's called Jones. She's from East London. This is new from her. It's called Melt. Okay, it's Jones. She's brand new. It's from an album called New Skin, which came out a couple of weeks ago. That's Melt. I admire her restraint and her self-control.
It's really nice.
Rather than hitting the Adele highs.
I was thinking a bit, going back a bit further than that, it's got something of that late 80s Anita Baker vibe about it, possibly via Your Massive Attacks or Soul to Souls or somebody. That's really lovely. What else do we know about her?
She writes all her own stuff. I mean, she's collaborated with producers from the XX to do that, and I think that gives it its kind of restrained, old-school synthy sound. I was almost reminded of The Blue Nile and their first LP,
now
Hats,
you're
in
yeah.
some sort of very kind of sparse electro, when you know the songs are so well constructed and so well written, and some of the lyrics are very poignant on it as well. You don't need to shout it to the rafters, even if you are a beautiful kind of black singer with a great, fantastic voice as well. So it's a really nice record. Some of it does veer into the Radio 2 territory. But it's good stuff. It feels like soul. It's R&B from an artist that knows what those two letters used to stand for, if you know what I mean. It's kind of good stuff.
It's lovely. Is that representative of the album as a whole?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good stuff. Okay, we've won. We've won over Andrew Miller with something that is not
like
country flecked. Okay, that's New Skin, and it's new from Jones. That single we heard was Melt, and it's out now. Andrew, back to you.
It only occurred to me just as we came on air that I think last time we did this, I may have touted a track not only by this band, but from the same album. My contention is that it's an unusual thing to find yourself saying in this diffused and fractured pop cultural landscape, but this is both an important group and an important record, especially this year of all years. The band are Drive-By Truck. The album is their new one called American Band. For those who don't know them, how do you explain Drive-By Truckers? They are, at the one hand, an unreconstructed ass-kicking southern rock band from northern Alabama, but on the other, they do have this very questioning and conflicted lyrical view of the world. They love the South, but they are not unaware of its issues, as it were, and they are trying to reconcile. I think that what they're doing is a career-long process of trying to reconcile their love from where they come from and their pride in it with the aspects of it of which they are not proud. And obviously this year of all years, when we have seen Trump fomenting a rebellion, not exclusively among the South, but those are the states he's going to win, let's face it, a lot of what they're saying becomes, I think, more and more pertinent and more interesting. And they're getting better at it. They have been ploughing this furrow now for, it is 20 years at least, but they are actually becoming more and more interesting the older and wiser they get. This is a track from the album. It was written by one of their two songwriters, Mike Cooley, and it's called Surrender Under Protest.
Of trusted loved ones to the wounded, fragile minds of angry youth. No sooner was it over than the memory made it nobler, a selective means by which to point the view.
Okay, Surrender Under Protest, as chosen by Andrew Miller. This week on the Arts Review, that's from Drive-By Truckers from the album called American Band, which is so good. I love the sound of that. I love that feedback strewn. I love that kind of thing. It's a very Crazy Horse, kind of very Ragged Glory
That particular track, very Crazy Horse, but it's not a stylistic departure for them, to say the very least. That is recognisably a Drive-By Truckers song, at which point I would like to insert a plug, as I always try to do, for their 2001 concept album Southern Rock Opera, which remains my favourite album of the 21st century to date.
Now, that is a concept album from beginning to end.
It is a double concept album chronicling the rise and both literal and metaphorical fall of an imaginary band called Betamax Guillotine, who have certain similarities with the trajectory of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay. There is nothing not to like about that.
It's a genuinely great record.
Can Southern Rock save the US from itself, I wonder?
Well, one would like
this
to
think... This sort of erudite strand of it.
One would like to think so, and it has been attempted before. When Southern Rock first became a thing in the early to mid-70s, it was widely allied with a slight liberal renaissance in the South. Jimmy Carter's run for the presidency in 1976 was quite to a large extent done to a soundtrack provided by the Allman Brothers. It has happened before. The South, in this sense, may rise again.
I'd vote for that. Got time for one last one, as Andrew and I not really duelled at all over this table. We have duelled before over this table about music. But
Maybe this last one will provoke a blazing row and a hurling of chairs.
This is something that's brand new. I heard this on Friday. It's absolutely gorgeous. The album is called The Visitor. The artist is called Kaja Bonet. She's from Los Angeles. This is very wonderful, deep soul. The song is called Honeycomb. Take it away, Kaja.
Without a doubt, before the morning comes, I dream a bit of you. Honeycomb and several languid thoughts will surface like honeydew drops forming you. And I will feel compelled to say, honeycomb.
A Okay, brand new from Kaja Bonet, who herself is brand new. I don't know when that album comes out. I think that album comes out halfway through November. Well, I love that. What a beautiful voice.
It's nice. No furniture flung over on this side of the table, I have to say. No, I did really like that.
There's some sort of smokiness there. There is sort of Karen Dalton right back in that kind of era of just that amazing, slightly cracked jazz vocal. Beautiful stuff. It's what, you know, that wonderful kind of prodigy of Prince, Janelle Monáe, who came out a few years ago. She looked amazing. She sounded amazing, but I never quite feel that she maybe had the songs to bolster all that image and that kind of attitude and all the rest of it. I feel that Kaja Bonet may well be the real thing. She's very soulful. Again, it's a bit like Jones. It's very stripped back stuff. It's not needing to shout to display its qualities, I feel, which is really beautiful. That's maybe the fifth best album on a 10-track LP. It's really, really wonderful stuff. Really
okay, nice. I shall look forward to that one as well.
That's out on the 21st of October, that LP by Kaja Bonet. It is called The Visitor. Before that, we heard Surrender Under Protest by the Drive-By Truckers from an album called American Band. Jones played Melt for us from the album New Skin. And Andrew kicked off with 37206 by Todd Snyder from Eastside Bulldog, which is out on the 4th of November. That brings us to the end of today's show. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound, where my guest was Andrew Miller, of course. My producer was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when we'll be talking television. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.